October 21st, 2013. Would you please stand for the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, he buzzed first round.
Okay, what do we do? We got to, we call a roll, is that what happened next?
Mr. Carrasco?
Present.
Mrs. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Jurgens? Mr. Moses?
I guess I'm here.
Mr. Rogers?
Present.
Mr. Roos?
Yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Here.
I move the minutes for June 17th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Minutes approved. Board of Adjustment case SE13007.
Good evening, Patty Hitchcock on behalf of the City of Ocala Growth Management Department. This is a request.
Do you swear or affirm, is that right?
Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. It's been a while since I've had a Board of Adjustment meeting, I apologize. This request is to allow office in an R3 zoning district, which is permitted as a special exception in the City of Ocala regulations. The property is located on the south side of Southeast 31st Street, just east of South Pine Avenue. The property had originally been part of a residential community. I believe it was, the name escapes me at the moment. I believe it was Southwood Villas. But with the extension of the roadway, that property was separated from that residential community and is a vacant piece of property right now. It would have access to Southeast 5th Terrace in this location. So staff is recommending approval of this special exception with conditions. They will need to go through site plan approval. They've submitted this conceptual plan, which will be submitted as an engineer drawing, going through the staff review, the site plan review committee for compliance. Will only accommodate a small office building, but that would be allowed if the special exception is granted. We recommend approval with a few conditions. One, we feel that this special exception should run with the property. If they're going to go through the site plan review process and be able to develop the property as an office, we feel that the office use should be able to be maintained with that property. But if they don't proceed with the site plan in order to build an office within 5 years of this approval, then the special exception would become void. I think that's adequate time given the economy for them to be able to look at the plans and decide whether or not to actually go forward. We don't know what changes may apply in the code going forward or in the zoning. And really the most important thing with this small piece of property is to restrict the access to the existing driveway or accessway on 5th Terrace. So with those conditions, we recommend approval, and I'd be happy to answer any of your questions.
Any questions for staff?
No.
Thank you. Would the applicant like to speak? Please state your name, address, and swear in that you will tell us the truth, sir.
Yes, Bjorn Walter, 1323 Southeast 49th Avenue.
Could you raise your right hand, please? Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. I pretty much agree with what the staff has recommended. I don't really have anything else to add. It's pretty cut and dry.
Any questions of the applicant? Thank you. Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak regarding this issue? Do I hear a motion?
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Moses?
Yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Yes.
Mr. Carrasco?
Yes.
Mr. Roos?
Yes.
You're passed, you may start. Better step it up, you're gonna make it 5 years now, this paperwork.
Thank you.
Okay, next case.
Next case, special exception SE-13-0008. This is a request of the Historic Ocala Preservation Society to operate a private club in the R3 zoning district at 712 Southeast Fort King Street. In August, Hops was able to acquire this property, and it's their intention to renovate, preserve, and maintain the property, but to use it for their monthly meetings or other meetings as necessary. That does meet the definition in our code of what a private club would be. They have obtained an agreement with First Presbyterian Church for using parking spaces within 300 feet of this property as required by the code. In keeping with some past precedent, we're treating this public hearing for the special use as also the public hearing for approval for the off-site parking. So they will not need to go to an additional hearing and pay an additional fee for that approval. Because a private club can be many different things, depending on the organization, we do recommend that this particular special exception be granted to Hops specifically, and would not be for another entity perhaps wanting to operate a private club in this location. And also because the use of this property is dependent on it having parking, it's also based on them maintaining a parking agreement for parking spaces. Recognizing that there may come a time when First Presbyterian may not be able to provide the parking, we are allowing for them to replace that parking agreement with another entity, as long as that is acceptable to the planning director prior to the occupation of the property. They will also need to obtain a business tax certificate for their use of the property. It is a no-fee, not-for-profit business tax certificate, but they are required to have one. And so those are our conditions of approval.
Any questions of staff?
Richard.
Yes.
So when you say it's limited to Hops, it's limited to them as the club, or it's limited to them as the owner? They can't lease it to a club.
No, they can't. Okay. It's limited to them as the club.
Okay.
Can other organizations have meetings there and parties and so forth? Are they going to be renting it out to other people?
I would say no. I know that part of the discussion was that it could be part of the Parade of Homes during the holidays. I would see that as part of the Hops function. But if I wanted to have an anniversary party there, I would say no, that would not be allowed.
Thank you. Any further questions of staff? Thank you. Would the applicant like to speak?
Could you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Suzanne Thomas. I live at 706 Southeast 9th Avenue, and I'm a co-president of Historic Ocala Preservation Society.
Okay. Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Do you have anything to add?
I just hope that you grant this exception for Hops. We are restoring the house. It had gone into foreclosure and had been pretty much of an eyesore for Fort King. We've purchased it and have begun renovations on the exterior. The interior is very, very nice. We'd like to have it as some for our offices and for maybe a decorator's showcase down the road, or a Christmas tour that we have in private homes throughout the historic district. And hope that we can work with the city, and perhaps if there were visitors from out of town that wanted to go through a historic home, someone planning could call us and we could make it available to be open for them to view. Thank you very much.
Any questions of the applicant? Yes.
Treasurer Wiseman, not to, Ms. Thomas, you heard the comments from staff.
Yeah.
Any problems with us having kind of a understanding that we're not going to have wedding receptions there and renting it out for something else?
Absolutely not.
The concern is that we're rolling our eyes on this a little bit with this parking agreement, and the last thing the neighbors really need is everybody start parking up and down the street because, you know, something's going on, and that's just my only concern.
I understand your concern.
I don't want to put it in the minutes or anything of the motion, but that's my only concern there.
My concern is that, are we going to have it in, is it in the motion, is it in here what they spelled out that they can't do that, or is that something that we need to do?
I think because it was a special exception and due to the fact that Hops has a long-time history of what they do, it's in keeping with the spirit of what they're doing. Now, whether we want to make that an official notice or not.
I've known Suzanne a long time, and I trust Suzanne. I know she's going to be involved in it for a long time, but she may retire next year and then be somebody else in there. I mean, she may...
I may die.
All right.
But, you know, I'm just, listen, I mean, I...
You know, we can address that as we...
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, should we do that? I'm talking to you guys.
I think that's...
I've got a little, listen, I go to First Pres, and I'm okay with them using the lot. I know, and I'm glad, I talked to Patty about it about a month ago, I'm glad to see that there's no rent, because as a church member, and you're a former member, I was concerned that if they start receiving consideration for those 15 spaces, in the past, when that was offered, they were going to lose their tax-free status on that lot and have to pay property taxes.
Well, we will address your point, I guess, in discussion. Are there any further questions of the applicant? I'm going to assume that there's no public out here, but if there's anybody that wants to speak, now's the time. Thank you, Ms. Thomas.
Thank you very much.
Do we have any discussion?
I kind of found a little bit with George on the thing.
Okay.
I absolutely believe that Hops is going to do the right thing, but if this was somebody else, we wouldn't have the slightest hesitation about doing it. So let's lead from the front.
Sure.
And
George, would you like to make a motion, George?
Well, I don't kind of, I heard what Charlie said, but I'm kind of confused exactly to what he said.
I think he was inferring that we might make the motion part of one of our stipulations, that it would be limited to Hops functional use only.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
And, you know, that would include the tours or something of that nature.
Yeah, I'm okay with tours. You know, the decorator thing caught my attention a little bit.
Well, that would be a Christmas, that would be like
a
public
house.
Yeah,
I'm very okay with that.
That's still a Hops function.
Yeah, I don't want to have to answer to the neighbors. I don't want to have to answer to the neighbors about, you know, like what Charlie said. You know, you guys live closer to it than I do. If I live nearby, I'd be concerned about it.
Make that part of your motion, if you choose to make the motion.
I'd like to make the motion.
Wait, excuse me, does anyone else have any comments regarding this issue?
And first of all, Suzanne, I think it's great what y'all are doing there. I'm excited about it, and I'd like to move for approval based on the criteria that it's for Hops and Hops use only, that not be made available for weddings and parties and bar mitzvahs and any other,
okay.
You know, ..
Do we hear a second?
Second.
Call the roll, please.
A second. Mr. Moses?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Roos?
Yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Yes.
Mr. Carrasco?
Yes.
Mrs. Johnson?
Yes.
You're approved. You may get to work.
Thank you very much.
Time for a party.
Time for Charlie's...
Is there any other business that we talked about here tonight?
No, ma'am.
Then we need a motion for adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
They don't all end this quick, believe me.
You're looking tiny now.
40 pounds, brother.
40?
Wow. 40 pounds.
That's going to say.
Wow, look good.
That's good. Skinny.
Man, if I could be 40 pounds, it'd be so well.
It's by chance. It's by accident. Because I've been really, really sick for a long time, didn't realize. Martha has eye issues, and Dr. Pollack took her off steroids because she was just on them too long. So look, try gluten-free.
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you very much.
Results in reducing the high blood pressure is steroids. So we eat the same foods. I didn't realize that I'm almost celiac. So just by getting off the gluten, I've lost over 40 pounds.
I'm almost 275.
Yeah, but I've always run, Pat.